Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
And a good Tuesday morning to you, and welcome into Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hope everybody's having a great start today. Looks like it's going to be nice and sunny outside. Yesterday was a little overcast and rainy and even cold. Nice sunny day here today in Middle Tennessee. Darren McFarland down here in Rutherford County in Smyrna, where it's sunny here. Now, by the way, there may not be, as you'll hear in just a second, some sunny places around town. I believe it's sunny over in East Nashville. Willie Donick is hanging by, and Chase McCabe is back on the show today. He's not in afternoons. He's out on the west side in Bellevue, and Elijah Campbell manning things back at the Hotel Link Game Studios powered by RumbleOn.com. That dark cloud may be over in Metro Nashville.
Yeah, Metro.
Well, I was going to say the sun is always shining in East Nashville, guys. It's
is
always
it really?
Shining.
Yeah, always. Always.
Oh, yeah. It's always shining. It may be cloudy, but the sun is shining.
So really?
I thought it was always sunny in Philadelphia, but I don't know.
Huh, I've never heard that before. Is there a shirt that says that?
There's
it's
a
always,
show.
It's always shining in East Nashville?
No. We have a lot of T-shirts about East Nashville, but not, that's probably not one of them. Maybe I should come up with one, put them on sale.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Maybe you should look into that. What we're talking about is the Titans and the Minnesota Vikings have shut down their facilities and suspended operations due to the COVID-19 outbreak. We talked about this in the final hour yesterday, but it looks like the reports out there of the Titans are being shut down until Saturday. And, you know, Willie, we got into this after the Mike Vrabel press conference.
Yeah, that's when we first got wind of something. Right, just minutes before Mike Vrabel's press conference, where you're talking about a 3-0 team, everything great, we come to find out through some media reports that Shane Bourne wasn't there at the game, and they were, or Mike Vrabel was, I should say, very limited in information. He acknowledged that Shane Bourne wasn't there, that they're going through the 100-plus protocols, and he said we'll have more information tomorrow. Well, since then, and this is what's going to be interesting, because we just became aware of this, what, about a half hour ago, mm-hmm. Where this started coming down, now that the Titans facility is shut down until Saturday as they do the contact tracing. They have reported that they have 3 players that have tested positive, 5 other members of team personnel, so a total of 8. I would assume that Shane Bourne is one of them. But now I'm guessing they're going to go back through and test again to see if there's any false positives. That's what I guess the best case scenario would be. But it does have you wondering so many things in your mind, and we just don't know all of the answers right now. There is a report from Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. And
I was about to read that, so I'm glad you have that.
Yeah, and so Chase, why don't you go ahead and read it, because Charles Robinson, for some background, he worked for Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
But he goes back a long way. He is a great investigative reporter that has broken numerous stories over the years, mostly on the college football front.
So he basically was the enforcement staff of the NCAA, period.
Yeah, you could say
he wasn't being paid by the NCAA, but he was their enforcement staff. Whenever Charles Robinson broke a story, that's when the NCAA would wake up out of their nap and go investigate a school.
Yeah,
right.
And he's on our morning show quite a bit now. As well. He goes, I'm told Titans and Vikings both had personnel in the building early this morning. Both franchises began sending people home around 6 a.m. and sending instructions to those not in the building to only arrive for drive-up COVID testing and then to return home afterward. I'm told both Titans and Vikings franchises became aware of COVID outbreak late Monday, early Tuesday, and began contact tracing, and included contact tracing on the Titans' return flight, which is suggestive that an infected person was in the team's traveling party and on the plane. And that's the end of the thread.
You know, I said yesterday in the final hour when we were talking about this that I was a little surprised that the NFL, with all their staff and the big, gigantic company that it is, and all the people that they had in those rooms talking about everything possible moving forward to have a 2020 season, that somehow they missed that if a coach comes down, like, they have to report this, they have to talk about this, this has to be put out there, this can't be secret information. I mean, if they have to disclose everything you want to know about a player, why wouldn't you have to, in the middle of a pandemic, say that about anybody? Forget the players. I mean, you have to do that with the players, and the NFL has been pretty good to this point. This is the first outbreak going into week four. We've been seeing this in college football every single week, but on the NFL side, this is the first outbreak, which I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I guess if the Vikings and the Titans are shut down until Saturday, they're not playing on Sunday. True?
I don't see how they do.
I don't know how the league's going to ask them to play a game on Sunday if they are shutting down operations until Saturday.
Yeah, I think
I guess we've got our first cancellation, right?
Right. This is, again, where there's going to be a lot of speculation until we get more answers. You know, it's been thrown out there on Twitter if there are a bunch of false positives. And remember, that was something that happened during the training camp.
That has happened, yes. That has happened.
Now, that's best case scenario, is you get a bunch of false positives.
And you resume activities?
I guess. I guess so, before Saturday. That's the only scenario where I think you could ask a team to play on Sunday. If you can't get together and practice until Saturday, I don't think you can play.
I mean, today is a scheduled day off. So today is, you know, it affects nothing. What happens today? It's really moving forward, because Wednesday is when you start, you know, ramping up your practice. You start preparing for your opponent. So today is really kind of a discard. But after today, then they're on the clock. I mean, the Titans and the Vikings are on the clock, and I would think every day that goes by, the window or the door, however you want to say it, just slides a little. It's getting a little bit closer to being shut for them playing on Sunday.
Yes, and so I think today is going to be a day of questions, right? I'm not going to say that I have any answers, but I do have questions. Here is something that Darren, in the immediate aftermath of the press conference yesterday, we asked the question. You asked one question about just, you know, wouldn't the NFL have a policy if a coach that's not there? But how did the Titans play the entire game on Sunday? And backtrack before that. They get on a plane on Saturday to go to Minnesota. And so from Saturday, when they know that Shane Bowen can't go, all the way until Monday at noon, nobody knows that he wasn't even at the game. Did the NFL know and just not say anything? This is the question I have. I just hope that they followed all the protocols, because let's rewind back to the early part of the Major League Baseball season.
Well, Mike Vrabel said yesterday they have 100 pages of protocols.
And we have followed them.
And they are following them.
So he has said that.
Those are his words.
But I would like to hear that confirmed from the NFL. And my guess is we will at some point.
Right. We just found it odd.
They either did or they didn't.
We just found it odd that CBS didn't know. Nobody on the Titans radio seemed to say anything. Nobody covering the game knew anything. I mean, that's a story that a key defensive staff person isn't there for the game, and nobody knew. They kept it under the lid. But rewind to the beginning of the Major League Baseball season. The big mistake that the Marlins made, that baseball really learned from, to their credit, and, you know, here they are, the Marlins are in the playoffs. The Cardinals are in the playoffs, the other team that had to shut down. So you can get through this, right? There are ways. But there was a tough road there that they had to hoe. But the mistake that the Marlins made, and the Cardinals, they both said it, was, you know, they had one or two positives, and like, okay, well, let's just set those two guys aside, and we'll keep playing. where the real what they learned was you got to shut it down right there and make sure that it hasn't spread. So I'm hoping that they did that. But the suggestion of Charles Robinson that somebody was on the plane coming back that was positive, you know, that's a tough one. Listen, this can happen. If somebody's asymptomatic, this is the problem with the spread of the virus, right? You may think everything's fine. You may not feel bad or anything, but, you know, the day before you even know you're sick, you might have transferred the virus to some other people. So I'm hoping that they get some positive news with false positive tests, and they've got to contain.
Joe Rexroad, our colleague, has texted us and said Ben Volen has reported the Titans positives are confirmed positives. So there are no false positives. They are confirmed positives. So
yeah, the tweet, Ben Volen is with the Boston Globe. Adam Vingan sent this to us as well. League sources confirmed that the Titans 8 positive COVID tests are confirmed positive. So
okay. Well, there goes that option. So Sunday's game against the Steelers, very much in jeopardy. And so this is, and then with baseball, how did they save it? How did they salvage it? They played a ton of doubleheaders, seven-inning doubleheaders, and they got through it. We've said it from the start. Football doesn't have that ability. So are we looking at a season where some teams play 16, some teams play 15, or whatever the case?
Talked about that? Did they talk about that in the room?
And the Vikings, just by virtue of playing the Titans, are affected by this, right? They're shut down too. Mm-hmm. So can they play on Sunday?
I would say so. No.
I mean, I would say if the Titans are playing, the Vikings are playing.
I think the Vikings have no positives.
I was going to say, what is their testing situation? I haven't heard where they've tested positive.
And Graziano tweets that they're going to be testing today.
So that there will be your answer to that.
And they'll not be allowed in until everyone's results are back.
Okay.
By the way, I didn't see Adam's text, Chase, when you said that. They were separated. Joe's came in 30 seconds before Adam. So that means the guys at The Athletic are all over it.
They're all over it. And they're helping us out. They're helping
all
a brother out.
They were separated. Those texts were separated by 30 seconds. That's impressive. So I guess we'll learn a little bit more about the Ravens situation whenever, you know, I guess their data comes out later today. I just go back to, I'm a little surprised that they didn't have to report this to the league and this didn't get public, because we talked about it, how the broadcast had no clue. There was no mention, no nothing of the Shane Bowen. And all of a sudden, we're playing a Monday presser of the head coach of the Titans, and we're talking about the outside linebackers coach, defensive coordinator, whatever you want to call his role is on Sundays, play caller, I don't know, wasn't in the building, didn't make the trip, and nobody knew about it. Like, I can't imagine that that's okay with the league. I could be wrong.
I'd love to hear an explanation.
I can't imagine that you're allowed to do that. That to me, in the situation that we're in, I can't imagine.
Right.
Not letting that get out there and not informing anybody and just blurting it out in a press conference on Monday, I can't imagine how that's acceptable to the league. But I don't know what was going on behind the scenes.
Well, if this is confirmed that there are 8 positive cases, and we know there's no chance they could get together until at the earliest Saturday, then at what point do you just announce your plans that there is no game on Sunday and this is what we have to do going forward? They don't have the same bye week, right? We know that.
No.
So it doesn't, you don't luck out for that one. So I don't know how you make the game up.
Well,
I saw
somebody, I'll just read this thread that Ryan sent me from Twitter, and I was trying to kind of figure this out myself, but Mike Herndon, who's with Broadway Sports, pointed out they don't have the same bye, no easy way to make it up. Somebody replied to that. Steelers play the Jags in November. Jags and Titans have the same bye. Could give Titans a bye this week. Schedule Jags and Titans week 7 and Steelers Titans in November. So essentially swapping some dates around. But you're having to get another team involved to agree to do that. So
yeah,
you would think that you'd have to
do some three-way trades or five-way schedule shuffling.
I was not told this before our fantasy draft. I drafted players for certain bye weeks.
So you can't change that.
What in the world?
Well, would you rather have that, Darren, or would you rather have a guy not play a game? That is your key. You know, Gostkowski doesn't kick at all.
We need a fantasy ruling on this. This is absurd.
Millions are affected.
Millions are affected by these bye weeks.
I mean, could they technically, I mean, if they're shut down until Saturday, could they move the game to Monday? I mean, would 2 days give them enough time?
If
you say, hey, Pittsburgh, you got to do the same thing.
Have you looked and seen when the Ravens play again next? Have you looked and seen when the Steelers play? Is anybody? I'm just saying, nobody's playing on Thursday. I don't know the Thursday game. What's the following Thursday? By the way, this Thursday, make plans. Do whatever you want. Broncos, Jets, I think I'll pass.
Yeah, Pittsburgh plays Philadelphia at home.
Who?
Pittsburgh, the Steelers.
Okay, there you go.
No, Sunday.
That's not right. On Sunday. Yeah, okay.
On Sunday, they play Philadelphia, so they're good.
Okay, so nobody plays a Thursday night game. Huh?
Yeah.
I guess it could happen.
I mean, if there are no more positive tests, and our buddy texts us this scenario, so I'll give him credit. But if nobody else tests positive and you reopen Saturday, you have 2 days of preparation, you can do everything else remotely, but you tell Pittsburgh they have to do the same thing for competitive advantage, you could hypothetically move it to Monday. I don't see a Tuesday scenario. I think that's asking way too much.
I think I want to hear other possibilities.
Yeah. If they're shut down till Saturday, there's no way.
I just don't think you can prepare.
And if there's not false positives, then what's going to change, right?
Right.
If you can't prepare your team the regular way, that's just asking for more compounding problems with injuries and things like that. If you can't just throw the guys out there.
I don't know how that they could pull that up, because if now we're, you know, now we're being told there is no false positive, so there's no reversing course here, which has happened. That's not going to be in play if they're going to be shut down for basically this week. I don't think Monday's out. It would have to be probably that scenario that you threw out there earlier of switching bye weeks.
I mean, that makes the most sense.
We'll come back. Alan Bell from Sportsline. We'll get into all things NFL, especially this story. This is the story right now in the NFL. So we'll talk to Alan on the other side. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Thank you, Ryan. The Lightning got a little bit of revenge for the hit on you at the Winter Classic. They beat the Stars. Congratulations to Tampa for winning the Stanley Cup Final. Today's story is the Titans have had some players test positive, some staff members test positive, 8 in total. They have been shut down their facilities until Saturday. The Vikings are testing today. We'll learn a little bit more about their front. We bring in Alan Bell from Sportsline. Alan, this is a huge story. We've been seeing it every week in college football. Teams having players test positive, shutting down, having to postpone games. Others still playing, but others having to sit out the week. We haven't seen it on the NFL side until now, ? How do you think this is going to play out?
Yeah, first off, appreciate you guys having me back. You know, I don't know. You know, the NFL obviously is going to want these games to be played. They're going to want the season to continue. So if you're a Titans fan, I would just take a deep breath right now, relax. You know, let's let this thing kind of flesh out a little bit, figure out what the NFL is going to do. There are options, right? I mean, they can, you know, postpone this week's games for the Titans Steelers. There's a possibility you could move it to week 7. You know, during the Steelers bye, move their game with the Ravens. I mean, there are situations that can work through, right? So the one thing for Titans fans to be reassured of is this, is that the NFL is going to continue, and the NFL is going to make sure that they have as complete a season as possible. So we'll figure out more as the week goes, but I'll just take a deep breath right now.
What do you make of this coming out for the first time yesterday at 12:30 during Mike Vrabel's press conference?
You know, I don't know. You know, it's a good question. I mean, again, you know, this is something that we haven't really seen at this level. You know, we don't really know. You know, I'll say this. I know that the club obviously is not, you know, it's not something negligent or anything on their end. They've obviously been following every protocol and they've been, you know, forward with it. And let's also be honest, you know, the testing and the results are done at the NFL level, not a club level, right? So, I mean, you know, the NFL is going to be the ones, you know, that find this thing out first. So, we're just going to, excuse me, we're just going to have to learn more really as the minutes and hours go by. But, you know, right now, just take a deep breath. We'll all relax. We'll figure this thing out.
Yeah, that's a really good point that you bring up there. That is interesting because this is done at the very top. So these results are being seen by league officials. So what's interesting is you've got a team that knows because clearly they don't send Shane Bowen on the trip. He stays back. You've got a league that knows because you just said they know this stuff because of the testing, but yet nothing, there was no call to action. Like, what's the plan? Okay, when this happens, we were surprised yesterday when we talked about it. Like, CBS never made mention of it. Like, they had no idea. I'm assuming, and assuming's a tough word. Sometimes it can bite you. I'm assuming they had no clue because they never made reference to Shane Bowen not being there. No reference to anything going on unless, you know, maybe they were told behind the scenes not to say anything. I can't imagine why the league would try to hide it if they were just going to put it out on Monday.
Yeah, it's a great point. And, you know, I seriously doubt, and let me say this, let me preface, I work for CBS, right? So, but I'll be honest, I don't think, you know, that they would have known because they would have brought it up. I mean, that's
right.
The broadcast network, that's what they do.
Yes.
Right? So I don't think that anyone outside of the NFL's highest league office and the team, you know, knew. I don't even know if the Minnesota Vikings knew, to be completely honest.
That is another great point. Another great point.
Yeah, I don't even think that they knew about it. So, you know, and let me say this. I also get it. Like, if you're, you know, if you put yourself in a league perspective, and you find this out, and you know that he's not traveling, well, you know, the last thing that you want to do is cause a big controversy of which could be nothing. Now, it obviously this ended up being something, but it's not anything, any information, you know, that is necessarily going to affect essentially anyone else. The Minnesota Vikings just went through full testing, you know, after that game, I believe on Monday morning. All their tests came back negative. We'll see how it goes throughout the week. So, again, you know, it makes sense. You don't want to create a storm when it could be nothing. And if it comes out, hey, you know what? We put it out. We've been following the protocols. We did everything correctly. So, you know, we've got our skin covered here. We're okay.
Yeah, I'm going to keep saying this word because when you don't know for sure, you just have to use that dangerous word, assume. I would assume your employer would be ticked because I agree with you behind the scenes because they pay, as you know, a lot of money for that product.
Yeah.
And they would, you're right, I don't believe for a minute they would have skirted away from that or hid that if they know. They would have talked about it on the broadcast.
Oh,
and I would
absolutely think
as a broadcast partner to the league and all the money that they've paid privately behind the scenes, they've been ticked in the last 24 hours or so.
Yeah, I mean, this would have been information that they absolutely would have talked about. It would have been addressed directly in the game, you know, on the broadcast. Obviously, the website and everyone else, you know, involved, you know, it would have been a discussion point. So, again, you know, it's something to where I believe literally the highest levels of the league office and the club executives knew, and, you know, and that was it. And you know, again, I get it. Like, I wouldn't want to make and cause a stir, you know, for what could end up being nothing. Now, obviously, it didn't. But, again, I totally understand that decision-making there.
Alan Bell is with us with CBS. And, Alan, I'm just thinking out loud. But I do wonder if the league knew, we know the Titans knew, you know, about the Shane Bowen thing on Saturday. I wonder if there was any consideration. Obviously, they went through and they played the game and the Titans won. I wonder if there was any consideration given to not playing until they knew more about what was happening. Because what we don't know right now is if they're – but you have to think it's possible that there's a connection between Shane Bowen's positive test and the other eight or the other seven positive tests that they have there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I'm sure that it was discussed, right? Like, I'm sure that this was something that was discussed, and, you know, you just kind of, you know, whiteboard every single idea, you know, that comes to mind, and then you kind of figure out, you know, which way to go with it. I would say this, for exactly what you just said, and for any Titans fans that, you know, might be worried that, you know, because, again, I don't think that the word forfeit, you know, this week is anything that's going to be an actual, you know, conversation, because, again, like you just said, you know, the NFL clearly had no plans to stopping that game, and I don't think they have any plans of stopping a Titans-Steelers game this coming weekend. They might postpone it and move it, but that should give Titans fans a little bit of, you know, relief if you're thinking in terms of a forfeit or anything like that. No, the NFL is going to ensure that they have as full a schedule as possible, because they do not want to get at the end of the season where you've got to figure out some sort of playoff situation and it's just some sort of disaster. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, all items were discussed, but clearly the NFL wants to move forward.
I go back to baseball where it was pretty well discussed openly by the Marlins that the mistake they made was they had a couple of positive tests and they went ahead and played the next day, and then the next thing you know, two teams are shut down for a long time. Marlins were shut down for a very long time. And, you know, fortunately for them, they were able to get through it and come out the other side pretty well. But the key that everybody learned was that keeping it contained initially is incredibly important, because the Marlins, by going ahead and playing, there was all kinds of other ramifications that happened here. And so I'm hoping that this is contained to 1 week. I would declare a victory if it's just the Titans and the Steelers can't play, because I think you can overcome that, right? But you just hope that this doesn't happen somewhere around the league every 2 or 3 weeks. That would be the rough thing to try to get through, because there's only so many ways you can make up these games.
No, you're right. I mean, you're exactly right, and you know that's what the NFL is going to look at right now. So we've seen that the Titans aren't going to be, what, in a facility, I believe, until at least Saturday. So they're going to quarantine that team, essentially. You know, now it's to decide what to do with this game. And I'm with you. Like, I think that that's the smartest decision that's been proven of what you can do, is now that you know that there's something there, you have to, you know, just quarantine, kind of bubble that team off and you know, protect yourselves from other teams and other personnel possibly getting it. So it would make complete sense if the Titans Steelers game was pushed back, if they did not play it this week. Keep an eye on what you know, the NFL does with the Vikings, you know, in terms of, you know, the testing with them. If they continue to come back negative, that's obviously a good sign. So yeah, I'm with you. You know, that's what makes the most sense. And if the Titans end up having their bye week now, obviously it's not the most ideal situation, but if you want to have football, like, that's probably the best way to go about it. Clear this thing up, and then everybody's good to go.
We're talking to Alan Bell from Sportsline here with us about the Titans outbreak. I know this is obviously not top of mind for people, but you've covered a lot of different things, and I want to get your perspective on this. When do we think Vegas takes this game off the board? Obviously, that's going to be affected if they don't play this game.
Yeah, so the game's already off the board. I checked just a minute ago before I jumped on with you guys. The game is off already, which makes sense. I mean, that's standard protocol for anything Vegas-wise. Like, they are very, very quick to pull that down. So the game has been pulled down. Now, you know, if you have a you know, an existing bet on that game, you know, there's a deadline for how long that your wager would go in terms of that. So, you know, it's generally at the end of the season. So if you have something on the Titans and Steelers game, it's just going to just kind of ride, you know, until that game is played, which, you know, if it's, you know, week seven or whatever, however they do it, it would just carry over to then. But, yes, Vegas has taken that game off the board for right now.
And looking at this from a glass half full perspective, you know, knowing that the struggles that the Titans have had, even though they're 3-0, missing guys that are out with injury, we don't know Taylor Lewan's status. I mean, could this be, I mean, could that be the positive that comes from this, that whenever they do play this game, they could get some of these guys back that they're missing?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that is a kind of a diamond in the rough with that situation. You know, you look at the NBA, you know, when they paused essentially all summer and came back, well, that affected a lot of teams who had players that, you know, were out maybe a couple weeks, that were out a couple months. You know, you get these guys back and you get them healthy. So, yeah, I mean, if this thing, you know, is pushed back, let's just say, you know, to week seven, let's just use that as an example. Absolutely. I mean, you're going to get guys back, you know, that were injured. So if you're looking for any kind of maybe positive from it, there you go right there.
Is Mike Freeman still with you guys? I know he's been with CBS Sports, but I didn't know
he
if he's
not.
Okay, no. I know he spent a good time there. Mike Freeman just tweeted out a text from Titans players: "I'm more concerned about some of the coaches and all of our families than anything else. We're all on pins and needles over here."
Yeah, I mean, you know, it makes sense. You know, the players and coaches and everybody, you know, are gonna, you know, do the same thing. If any business, you know, out there, if you know that something happened there, you know, you would be concerned about it for sure. I know that, you know, obviously there are, you know, members of the Titans, you know, kind of front office that, you know, have at-risk situations with family members, right? So I'm sure that they're, you know, concerned about, you know, how all of this is going. I can assure you that, you know, every single person has been tested. Nobody's coming in contact with each other in the facility. That place is going to be cleaned off. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. You know, these guys are humans, you know, too. They're human beings first and NFL players second.
As we wrap this up, I know this is, we didn't expect this would be the route we would go down, but, you know, things change and that's what happens. I did want to get your quick take on last time. It was a monster matchup, at least on paper. When we looked at it going into it between the Chiefs and the Ravens, it didn't play out that way. How surprised were you how Kansas City just utterly dominated Baltimore? I thought Baltimore looked pathetic last
night. Just dominated. Yeah, I mean, just
they were pathetic.
You know, the Baltimore offense was literally non-existent.
Yep.
You know, Kansas City is so good. You know, you look at them and at times you feel like the only team that can ultimately take them out, you know, in a Super Bowl scenario is the Chiefs. I mean, they're just so loaded everywhere on the field. And what they did to Baltimore's offense was, I mean, incredible. That's another thing. Their defense doesn't get enough credit for how good they are because it's overshadowed by the offense. And Patrick Mahomes, man, I mean, this guy can make plays anywhere on the field at any time. He's just unbelievable. I wish I had better words and terminology to use. He's just unbelievable. And it just, you know, you look at a fullback catching a touchdown pass, a left tackle. You know, they always seem to have one more weapon than you can defend, and you just don't know where it's coming from, but Patrick Mahomes does, and they're just an incredible football team.
It is. By the way, they have losses too. I mean, they had two, you know, one of their huge pieces to last year's Super Bowl victory on their offensive line opt out, as we know. They've got another offensive lineman. I mean, they just don't seem to miss a beat, no matter who's in, who's out. They just keep rolling right along. It's pretty impressive to watch.
It is. I mean, it is. And the Ravens are a great football team. They were holding teams, you know, defensively to 11 points per game. They were averaging, I think, 35, 36, somewhere around there. I mean, they looked, their offense was non-existent. They literally couldn't do anything last night. They only scored one touchdown offensively.
I know.
Incredible performance from Kansas City all around.
I think when I knew it was completely over is that touchdown pass that Mahomes had over Marcus Peters, where he had to, I mean, it had to be the most perfect pass to pull that off. And you could just tell Peters is just like running off. I mean, Peters is all pro and he's just running off the field basically going, what do you want me to do, man? I'm all over this guy. Like what more can I do? That's the best coverage I can get.
It literally was the best coverage you could get. And I'll say this, I think the Titans last year in the playoffs and the Chiefs last night showed something, that if you punch Baltimore in the mouth and you get ahead of them, their offense cannot come back. The Chiefs, they can come back from any deficit. But I think the Titans and Chiefs have really showed something about Lamar Jackson and this Ravens offense, that you got to get on them early, and you're going to take away their passing game because they're not built to play from behind.
A very interesting point, and I agree with that. Alan, really appreciate the visit. As always, you continue to be safe, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, you guys too. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Alan Bell from Sportsline. We will continue this discussion on the other side. A lot of things going on. The Titans are front and center basically on the NFL news side of things today, and it's not great. It looks like they are going to be shut down until at least Saturday. They have had 3 players test positive for COVID-19, 5 personnel test positive for COVID-19. But it looks like right now all 8 reports are asymptomatic so far. We'll come back and continue this discussion. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next on ESPN 102.5 The Game. If you would like to interact with us, we've got a phone line and a text line. It's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That is open and available to you. 615-737-1025. 737-1025. And don't forget, I was going to talk about the pregame show, but, you know, I'm just not sure.
Oh, I don't know about that.
We'll have to see.
Not sure about the pregame show.
It's a wait and see.
It is kind of on hold. Ed Bouchette has been covering the Steelers since before Terry Bradshaw ever got there. He was there decades before Terry Bradshaw. He's been there about 50 years covering the Steelers. He has said that he is a statement from the Steelers. He tweeted out, "We have been in contact with the NFL regarding the positive COVID-19 test with the Tennessee Titans. We have been informed to proceed with our game preparations for Sunday's game until we are informed."
We've been informed until we're informed? I'm guessing there's a word missing there.
Otherwise?
I think that's what otherwise is supposed missing, to be maybe? In there. Informed otherwise would
it
make
says,
sense.
Until we are informed. Well, you're informed.
No, you've been informed.
Informed.
You've otherwise, been informed to proceed until you're informed. You're told, but wait a minute, I thought you were informed.
Until you're told not to proceed, I would think.
I think that's what he meant. What he means. I guess it's like, okay, until we figure this out, keep preparing as if you're going to play. So
right, because
that's
if you tell them not to, then then you just might as well go on. Right, you just go on and announce it's canceled or postponed, not canceled, postponed.
Right. You know, I think the number one goal has to be right now to contain this to the one team. If you can do that, that's a small victory. You know, you hate to see this, but realistically, if you'd have told me, when they started practicing, that they would be perfect through 3 weeks and then have the first issue be right after the third week, that's not the worst case scenario, right? And this is maybe going forward a good learning experience, because they're going to have to go through all of the contingency plans that I know they had to discuss backwards and forwards for months leading up to the season. So to think you were just going to play perfect for every single team, it was probably unrealistic. So I'm hoping that this is. So, Darren, tell me this. You said right before we went to the break, you said apparently all of the cases are asymptomatic. Is that right?
That's according to Dan Graziano from ESPN.
Okay. And that's a good thing, because, A, from a competitive standpoint, you don't want people to be sick, because even when they come back, there's a lot of people that say, okay, it takes me a while to really feel like myself. So, especially for the 3 players physically, that's good news. But the other more important thing is they're not in a bubble. So all of these people, you know, they have families, they have daily lives. And that is good insight from the player, the unnamed Titans player that was quoted in the Mike Freeman tweet, that they're more concerned with the families, right? Because that's where it gets dangerous. And that's where I think some people have a disconnect of, well, so what? You know, if you're asymptomatic, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is you could spread it to somebody who is vulnerable that could get sick, right? That's where it really becomes dangerous and fatal, right? That's why the numbers are what they are. You know, healthy people, young people, you know, top-level professional athletes usually come through okay. You just want to make sure you contain it and don't spread it to somebody that does have health issues and is vulnerable to the virus.
Tom Pelissero saying the Vikings have confirmed they have not had any positive test, but have suspended in-person club activities and closed their facility immediately. But they'll continue to get tested. And I guess if they keep coming up, you know, negative, then they should be fine, right? The Vikings. Yeah.
I think at some point you'd have to say that.
They play the Texans in Houston. On
Sunday. If you've gone through all the protocols and are good to go to start preparing tomorrow, then there's no reason why they can't proceed.
By the way, that's an important game for those two teams because somebody's coming out with finally a victory this season.
Yeah. Well, and think about the loser.
Right.
See, you wouldn't want to be a 0-4.
Basically done. Mm. Yeah, loser leave town.
Don't want that. Fred from Ashland City said, would it be safe to assume the positive players are most likely linebackers due to Shane Bowen most likely being the source?
See, that's another question.
That's a big assumption.
It's a question that we don't know the answer.
It's an interesting take. It's a fair take, but I mean, we're just assuming and it's just dangerous grounds. I mean, we have no idea.
You can't know.
But that is a fair point. I mean, that's a fair dot to connect.
Sure. And I will say that I do hope, I mean, I know that coaches and teams, they're all about secrecy and all that stuff, but I do feel the public has a right to know, maybe not the individual players, but give us some source. I mean, if it was Shane Bowen, then I think they need to say it was Shane Bowen. And this is how Shane Bowen got it, and this is what we're doing to prevent this from happening again.
I think what's confusing to me is what I said yesterday. And look, for people who don't believe that this is a big part of the league, well, you're just living in a cave. I mean, gambling is a big part of the league. That's why they have player injury reports, okay? It's for gambling. There's millions upon millions upon millions of dollars gambled in this country on the NFL product. And, oh, by the way, there's millions and millions and millions of dollars that is spent by these gambling entities on the NFL product. So the league makes money from them as well, okay? So there's a lot of money attached to gambling on this sport, and therefore that's why they have to disclose everything. And so because it does affect things. Are you telling me that a coach that I guess does the play calling on Sundays for the defense? If we are to assume that, I don't know exactly. We've been trying to figure that out, right? What is exactly Shane Bowen's role on there, Mike Vrabel, and, you know, I feel like Mike Vrabel, every time he starts going down this road, he starts talking about, well, we haven't done anything different than when Dean Pease was here.
Right.
Well, actually, yeah, you are, because it doesn't look like when Dean Pease was here. So I don't know if you can keep bringing up Dean Pease. He's retired and gone. It's not exactly the same. You didn't have that dynamic when Dean Pease was here. You had one voice calling the plays. And, yeah, you guys may have all talked about things throughout the course of the week, and certainly the head coach had input, but Dean Pease was calling the shots. So if Shane Bowen, is he calling the shots on Sundays? Are you telling me the guy who calls the shots on Sundays, when they find out on Saturday, that guy's not going to be there? That wouldn't affect a line?
I think, well, let's just put it in these terms, because I would tell you it would.
I think it would.
Yeah. It's definitely worth noting. But, okay, let's look at it from a broadcast standpoint. My expertise, right? If I'm doing the open, you know, when you have the little 2 or 3 minute open that every broadcast has, okay, so you're Catalano and Lofton, right? You're the team for CBS. I think that's in your open. It might be the lead story.
There's no
if Shane
doubt.
Bowen isn't there,
yes.
and look, forget about the reason he's not there, okay? Just that he's not there, that's a story. That's affecting the game, the play calling, the preparation, all that you've done. He's not there. But then, in this day and time, in 2020, if you know that it's the reason that he's not there is COVID, that becomes a huge story in NFL Today and the Fox. I mean, that's a lead story on. I mean, I don't know if it's a lead story. It's a story that is going to be mentioned.
Yeah, it's a big part of pregame shows.
Right?
Yes.
That's why I asked the question is when they became aware of this, that he couldn't travel, was there consideration to shutting things down right then and there and not playing on Sunday? I think it had to be discussed, right? And they had to feel good about, well, I think it's just Shane. Because if you didn't think it was just Shane Bowen, then how could you get on a plane with everybody else? Right? Going to Minnesota on a plane where everybody else, some of which have maybe been near Shane Bowen during the week. I mean, that's a possibility that somebody who is feeling fine but could have contracted it from Shane Bowen, and you're on a plane with all these other, with your whole team.
Yep.
Right, I'm just asking questions based on what we've learned about this process,
and I think it's
over the last
question.
Several months.
That is the thing, Willie and Chase, that there's two layers to this that I'm really surprised happened and played out. One, the whole gambling thing. You can't keep anything secret. Teams get fined if you don't disclose injuries. And I'm not saying that they didn't do anything proper. I'm saying, how could you not have that in the language, right? That would affect a line. That would affect what we're talking about. That's why they do that stuff. So to not disclose that, how could you not have that in the protocols? And maybe it wasn't. And I'm sure it wasn't, because Mike Vrabel just said they're following protocols. So shame on the NFL that I can't believe they missed that when they're so, strict on that. And then the other part is the what you just brought up, the TV partner. The TV partners that basically foot the bill for everything. Look, these TV contracts are the reason the NFL is what it is. It's the reason they divvy up a $15 billion pie every year. It's because of these TV contracts. CBS and all the other affiliates all do pregame shows, and they dedicate a lot of hours to their product on Sunday morning leading up to that first kickoff, the noon kickoff Central, 1 o'clock Eastern time. And this would have absolutely been a story on every show. And for no one to have a clue those people pay a lot of money is really surprising. I would love to know what the conversations have been like in the last 24 hours behind the scenes, because I cannot imagine that the higher-ups in those networks are pleased by this today. I can't imagine that they are, because there's no way they would have ignored this story. No chance.
These are only questions. Right, I am not trying to be accusatory or anything, because I trust that the Titans want to be safe. They want to do, but there is a competitive. There is a desire to want to play. There is just a desire to find reasons to play. You guys mentioned in the interview with Alan Bell, right, that somebody at the league sees all the tests. There's hundreds of tests coming through each week, thousands, right, and they've had great success rates. But I again go through. What was the process? Shane Bowen tests positive somewhere in here, right? Or did he just not get on the plane because he wasn't feeling well? Or did he test positive?
Well, if there's been five,
because if he tests positive,
he has to be in that group, right?
I would think. But when did they get the results of a test? Maybe it just didn't line up right, or maybe they, out of precaution, didn't get him on the plane. I don't know. But if he tested positive, then somebody at the league would have known that.
Bowen was placed in protocol after getting test results back on Saturday morning before the team left for Minnesota.
Okay, so somebody at the league knows the result of the test.
Yes.
Right? And so somewhere in there had to be a discussion. Okay, you guys are okay to get on the plane and go to Minnesota. So it's not like the Titans could have made that decision on their own and just kept it a secret, right? Somebody at the league knew. So it had to be okayed by the league, right?
Yes.
We'd have to say that.
We would, yeah, yes.
But I wonder if they had a discussion on that. Wait a minute, are we okay to do this?
Let's go to Harmon, who's called in on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Harmon, what's up?
How you doing, guys? The NFL was extremely negligent, and here's why. And I'm glad you mentioned just now that the test that they found, that they came back Saturday morning, because when somebody tests positive, I'll just give you just as an example, right? If me and my wife, if my wife tests positive for COVID and I test, even if I tested negative the day before, what's going to happen is my daughter is not going to go to school on Monday if my daughter tests positive, test negative, she's not going to go to school on Monday, because that incubation period for the virus is about 7 days.
Right.
And if you know that it's about 7 days, you can have a negative test one day and then 2 days later have a positive test. Well, if you get somebody that has exposure to these players that test positive on Saturday, you can't then expose other teams to those players that have direct contact with that individual a couple of days later. Even if they tested negative, they could test positive the next day. So I think the NFL was extremely negligent in allowing this whole thing to continue. And even though the players on Minnesota's team tested negative on Sunday or maybe Monday.
Monday,
that doesn't mean that this thing is over by a long shot.
Well, we'll definitely know more today, that's for sure. Later today, because they're going to test again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it.
That's why I asked the question is, I think if you were really being cautious, that it wouldn't have been out of line to say, well, wait, we got to, you know, as much as we hate to do it, we got to put this game on hold on Sunday, right? But yeah, from what he's saying, that made sense of what he said. That's not a radical thing. That's been done in many, many circles as a precaution.
I mean, my thing is, if they can't get in the building until Saturday, my guess is tomorrow we find out that they just, because you have tickets you have to worry about. You obviously have travel for Pittsburgh. There's preparation because right now Pittsburgh, everything's business as usual. If you're the league, you have to come out Wednesday and say, hey, not going to happen this weekend. That's just how
I don't think it's going to be. We're not going to be waiting till Friday to know.
No.
Yeah, we're definitely going to know something.
Middle of the week makes the most sense because then that gives you time for contingency plans moving forward. You might even come out tomorrow and say, hey, we're canceling or we're postponing this weekend, but we've talked with both teams, looking like the what was going to be scheduled as the bye week will now feature the Titans and the Jags and whatever, moving teams around. But you would think that with all these conversations that they've had leading up to this, they would have some of those scenarios already in play and be able to just do it like that.
Here's one contingency plan that Steve Lehman has put out there as a possible, right? This is just moving the pieces around. You bang the game on Sunday, obviously, with the Steelers and the Ravens playing in the same division. They're scheduled to play in Week 7, and they both have byes in Week 8. So you could push that game to Week 8.
We've already brought that was
right, right. I know you said that one before, but just for people that are coming in new as to what do you do, you would play that game in Week 7, Steelers, Titans, and then the Ravens and Steelers would play in Week 8, just as an option. Now, if you're sitting there and you're the Steelers, you're like, wait a minute. We got to take our bye week in Week 4, and then we got to come back and play the Titans and then the Ravens back to back.
It's COVID.
That's
year,
not
man.
Ideal. Yeah,
I know, but it's what
this
are you
is.
Gonna, I mean,
this is 2020.
Did you really think everything was going to go right, you know, as planned for 16 weeks or 17 weeks? I think that was probably. I mean, to not expect a hiccup along the way would be a little naive.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's going to stink. You know, if that's the way it plays out. I mean, but you know, that's the Marlins had to play like triple headers for like a week to make up. So, I mean, that's the price they had to pay, and they had to pay a lot. They didn't play triple headers. They played double headers, but I'm just saying they had to make up a lot of ground, and so that's just what it's going to be. Some of these college games won't even get made up. They'll just fall by the wayside.
Yeah.
Some will, some won't.
But in the NFL, I feel like they have to. They
They will. No, they will. They will
even
play.
Even if that means
– they're not going to have a team playing 14 games or 15 games.
Even if that means you have to delay the playoffs. You have to think that there is a contingency plan in Roger Goodell's desk somewhere that, you know, that says, okay, if there are so many outbreaks and we have to postpone X amount of games, then the playoffs will be moved back a week or two. I would think that has been discussed. I'd All hope right. it's been discussed.
That will do it for hour number one. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase. Hour number two next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.